beginning of this week's Seder of Ha'azinu, we've got the pasuk of Kishem Adonai Ekra Havu Goder Leloheinu, that when I proclaim the name of Hashem, you should ascribe greatness to your God. And the Gemara in the seventh parak of Masechet Brachot uses this pasuk as a source for the mitzvah of Zimun, issuing a formal invitation before Birkat HaMazon. The Ravid and the Yireim, they hold that this is a proper drasha, and that the chiyuv of Zimun is d'oraita, which has also had the Levush and the Chazon Ish paskened. The Mishnah Brura, though, in Siman Kuf Tzadik Bet, writes that the pasuk is in Asmachta, meaning that the chiyuv is drabanan, and this seems to be the main opinion in the Achronim, in accordance with the Meiri and the Ra'ah, and Rav Yitzchak Yosef, he posits that the Rambam in a tshuva also holds that way. The Mishnah on Daf Memhei Amud Aleph states that Nashim Vavadim Uktanim Eim Zamnin Alehem, that women, servants and minors can't be counted towards a Mazuman. However, the Gemara in Amud Bet says that each of these groups can make up a Mazuman by themselves. So three women or three minors can make up their own Mazuman. And the Rambam in Perikei of Hilchot Brachot Halach HaZayin, he paskins accordingly. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Sim Kuf Tzadik Tet, Sif Vav, also paskins like that. But in Sif Zion, he writes that Nashim Mezam Not La'atzman Rashut, that when a group of women are eating together, it's optional rather than obligatory for them to make a Mezuman. So, essentially, there's actually a Machloket Rishonim as to whether a group of women may make a Mezuman before benching or must make a Mezuman before benching. The Gemara at the beginning of Masechet Arachin explains the Braita that says, Hakol Chayavim B'Zimun, to include women in the Chiyuv of Zimun. And according to the Rosh and Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, this means that women, just like men, have got an obligation to bench with a Mezuman. But other Rishonim, including Rashi and Tosfot, they note that the minhag is that women don't generally make a mezuman before benching, and they explain that the Gemara in Brachot means that women may make a mezuman, and the Sugi in Arachin, which says that they have a chiyuv in zimun, is talking about a situation where they're eating together with a group of men, and means that when the men bench with a mezuman, the women have to participate in that zimun. The Bi'ah Halacha brings down that even though the Shulchan Aruch paskens like Rashi and Tosfot, the view of the Vilna Gaon is to pasken like the Rosh and Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, that women really ought to bench with them as Zimun. But the Bi'ur Halacha says that the Minhag is not like that, and the Aruch HaShulchan says he's never heard of women making a Mazuman. But I think that nowadays, in many circles, it's not so uncommon for a group of women eating together to make a Mazuman, and it's clearly permitted, and even according to some authorities, it's mandated. And it certainly can't be regarded as something radical or in any way inappropriate, especially since none of the poskim say that it shouldn't be done, and most only saying that it isn't done or doesn't need to be done. It should, however, be pointed out that even when women do make up a mezuman, if there are 10 of them present, they don't say the word Elokeinu, because that's a davar shebikdusha, and that requires a regular minyan. An interesting question comes up regarding a group of three or more women and less than three men. Should the men respond to the Zimun? So Rav Moshe Sternbach in Tshuvot V'Hanagot, he's opposed to them responding, primarily on considerations of Tzniut. On the other hand, Rav Henkin has a tshuva on the subject in the first Siman in the third volume of Bnei Vanim, where he rules that men may respond to such a Zimun, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is also recorded as paskening this way. And this was also the view of Moriv Rabbi Harav Lichtenstein, Zichron Olivracha, though he also noted that even though the men may respond to the Zimun, they still have to recite Birkat HaMazon for themselves rather than just listening to the leader recite it, because it's very possible that women and men have different chiyuvin in the midst of benching. Rav Henkin also demonstrates from a number of sources that if there were to be a group of three or more women plus one or two men, and the women wanted to bench with a mezuman, but none of them know how to do so, then it's actually permissible for one of the men to lead the proceedings, even though this is essentially a mezuman. It should also be noted that in the case of a woman's mezuman, it would be correct to adjust the opening phrase of Rabotai Nevareich, which is obviously an invitation to gentlemen, to Gvirotai, or Nashim Nevareich, or something like that. Ad Kan.